AI. So a teacher walks into a classroom with 30 kids, zero extra staff, and an AI that knows exactly which student is struggling with long vowel sounds and which one is just pretending to read. That's not a pitch deck fantasy, that's happening right now in real schools this year. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely exciting to me, even though I know it sounds like it shouldn't be. We're talking about AI tutors, specifically a company called Amira Learning. Here's the setup. You're a second grader. AI, you sit down, you read out loud to a tablet, and an AI is listening. Not just hearing you, listening. It catches when you skip a word, when you mispronounce something, when your fluency drops, and it responds in real time, like a tutor who never gets tired, never has 17 other kids pulling at their sleeve, and never has a bad day. That's what Amira does. It's built specifically for K through 5 reading, which is one of those areas where early intervention is everything. If a kid falls behind in reading by third grade, the research on what happens next is not great. AI. So the pitch here isn't just cool AI product, we might actually move the needle on literacy outcomes at scale. Here's where it gets interesting. VCs who focus on edtech are specifically calling this out as one of the most compelling investments in the space right now. The framing they use is one teacher, 30 kids, and now every single one of them can get personalized reading support simultaneously. That's not replacing the teacher. That's giving the teacher something that was previously impossible. And honestly, I think this is one of the more legitimate AI use cases I've seen in a while. It's not AI for the sake of AI, it's solving a real specific hard problem. Oral reading assessment is technically difficult. The market need is obvious and the outcomes are measurable. You can test whether kids are reading better. You can't fake that. The takeaway here, AI tutors are not a future thing. They are a now thing. And the smart money is already in. But here's the thing, while everyone is celebrating the student-facing tools, something else is happening quietly on the other side of the classroom. AI. And it's a little more complicated story number two. Teacher copilots, grading, AI. The stuff that doesn't make the inspiring TED talk but might actually matter more to whether any of this works. So there's a company called IBL Education, IBL AI, and they're doing something different from the tutoring apps. They're not selling directly to students or even individual teachers. They're selling to universities, to districts, to institutions. AI, and their pitch is essentially, we will plug AI into the learning management system you already use, Canvas, Moodle, Blackboard, and make it adaptive, intelligent, and personalized without you having to rip out your existing infrastructure. They're working with Harvard, MIT, Stanford, 400 institutions total. That's not a pilot, that's a product. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't this just another AI wrapper on top of existing tools? Kind of, yeah, but that's actually the point. The insight is that schools don't want to abandon their systems. AI, they want their systems to get smarter. IBL is betting that the institution-facing infrastructure layer is where the real value gets captured long-term. Now, here's where I want to pump the brakes for a second, because the same VC panel that's excited about all of this also said something that stuck with me. They flagged a real concern about unleashing AI into the wild and putting it in students' hands before we actually understand how to implement it properly. And I think that's the honest tension in this whole space. The tools are moving faster than the policies, faster than the training AI, faster than the research on what actually works. There's a Reddit post from an AI edtech founder, someone actually building in this space, who described feeling genuinely scared, competitors with $4 million from OpenAI, multiple YC-backed rivals, a family to support, and a market where a new AI tutor app launches basically every Tuesday. That's the other side of the excitement. The hype is real, the crowding is real. And the question of whether any of this actually improves learning outcomes with rigorous evidence, not just a good demo, that question is still very much open. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, and AWS are all quietly becoming the plumbing underneath AI education. Their models and cloud infrastructure are what most of these startups are actually built on, which means big tech wins no matter which tutoring app survives. OpenAI directly funded at least one edtech startup to the tune of $4 million, which tells you they're not just watching the space, they're seeding it. AI. and there's a writing AI for students called Quillet that VCs are backing specifically for classroom writing support. Not general ChatGPT vibes, but structured feedback aligned to actual assignments, which is a smarter wedge than it sounds. So here's the thread connecting all of this. AI in education is past the interesting idea phase. The money is in, the products are in classrooms. AI. The question now is whether we're building something that genuinely helps kids learn, or whether we're moving fast and optimizing for adoption metrics while the harder work, safety, equity, evidence, teacher training gets kicked down the road. The most honest thing I can say is the potential is real. The risk of screwing it up is also real, and the difference between those two outcomes is probably not the technology. It's the choices adults make about how to use it. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.